This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Historic preservation helps people protect, enhance, and enjoy the places that matter to them. But sometimes it is unclear just how to protect historic places or how to find funding for a historic preservation project. Through Colorado State Historical Fund grants, History Colorado has awarded millions of dollars for projects to preserve important places across the state. And the History Colorado State Historical Fund will be hosting a community roundtable later today, starting at 10 a.m. at the Anasazi Heritage Center, to outline the grant application process and show you what it takes to achieve your dream preservation project. Joining me here in the studio this morning are Christy Roberts, she's the Historic Preservation Outreach and Technology Specialist, and Heather Bailey, the Historic Preservation Grants Specialist. They're both from History Colorado, and they will be hosting the roundtable today at the Anasazi Heritage Center. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Christy, let's start with you. Who does these kinds of projects? Is this like landowners or historical societies? Who gets involved?
Well, a lot of times it's anybody that has a historic building. A lot of our applicants are non-government or government organizations or nonprofits. Those are probably the most common because they're usually they have the best deal on the funding that they can get and the cash match that they have to have. But anybody with a historic building that's designated is eligible for one of our grants.
Say a little bit more about that, about historical places that are designated. What do you mean when you say that?
They have to be on the National Register of Historic Places. That takes a nomination process. So our office at History Colorado, the Office of
Archaeology and Preservation.
Sorry,
it's a tongue twister.
We have a lot of acronyms, and I usually use the acronyms, but I'm trying not to right now. So our office also does the nomination process. So if you're interested in getting your building designated, we are also the office to come to do that too.
There are a couple of other options in terms of having your property listed. The National Register of Historic Places is the creme de la creme. It's the big process, but that's not always an option for folks, and there are plenty of other ways to honor the history and heritage of your site. And so there's, in Colorado, we have the State Register of Historic Properties, and that is also an option. But then a lot of places have instituted local designation on either a county or a city level. And if your property is locally designated, that also makes you eligible for State Historical Fund grants.
So you just have to be designated in some register, whether it's local, state, or the National Register, really to qualify for the funding?
Correct.
Okay. So how do projects like this get selected, Heather?
Oh, sure. So in looking at, we have a whole list of criteria, of course. I mean, it's a government process, so we like lots of different criteria. But we're really looking at how does this serve the community. So there's historic properties, which is primarily what Christy and I are dealing with. But, of course, out in this area, we have a lot of archaeological properties, prehistoric properties that we're dealing with. We do have a staff archaeologist, Tom Carr, who will be at the roundtable later today as well to talk with folks who have archaeological projects. We're looking at one of the big criteria is how does this serve the community in a wider capacity? Is this going to have a very good impact in terms of education, community use? But we're also looking at urgency as well. Is this something that, if not for this fund, would you be able to get this project going? If funding doesn't happen right now, is this resource going to be around for much longer? So there's things like out in this area, the McElmo Flume. It's in a pretty critical state at this point. Something needs to be done. And so we've been working with several different entities to try to help make that happen, because that's a very important community landmark. And it's very important to the history of this region.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Wednesday Morning Zine. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guests this morning are Christy Roberts and Heather Bailey. They're from History Colorado, and they'll be hosting a roundtable later today to learn about how to get funding for historic preservation projects. I'm wondering, where does the money come from for these grant projects? Heather, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So the history of that comes from, there were some historic mining towns that were listed as National Historic Landmarks, which that really is the big big gang, National Historic Landmarks. And they were listed back as we call NHLs, which gets a little confusing if you're talking with sports fans.
More in acronyms.
Right, yes, we like letters. But they were listed as National Historic Landmarks back in 1961 when that program first came up. And in the early 90s, those communities were looking at the mining industry, and it was going away. And they said, what can we do to continue to have our towns thrive? And they wanted to look at introducing gambling. So part of the deal worked with the National Park Service, with the state of Colorado, and with these towns was to institute gambling, but also to set aside some of the gambling proceeds for historic preservation and for education. So some of the funding goes to actual preservation in those towns, so Blackhawk, Central City, those places. But some of the money also goes to the State Historical Fund to fund preservation projects across the state. And we've had projects that really all over the state. And then part of that funding also goes towards community colleges.
Christy, tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening at the roundtable later today.
Sure. Well, Heather and I and Tom Carr, our archaeologist on staff, are going to just kind of facilitate discussion on the roundtable around the projects that the community is curious about. So if you have a historic building, or if you're in the process of applying for one of our grants and you need some advice, this is a great place to come to do that. The first part of the roundtable will be pretty much an introduction to our program, who is eligible for our grants, the different types of grants that we offer, and just kind of like a primer on the State Historical Fund. And the second half will really hopefully be an engaging discussion between community members about their projects. We really are hoping that everybody who comes to the roundtable has an idea to share with the community, so that they can get feedback from community members, but also from our office staff.
So it sounds like people that are attending the roundtable might be in various stages of this process. They're maybe already in the grant process, mm-hmm. or they just kind of have an idea. Is that kind of the case? Is that you're going to see kind of all types there?
Yeah, hopefully. I think that would be the most helpful to grant applications that are coming in. If you're a more experienced grant applicant, you can probably pull one of us aside and be like, I have a very specific question to address, and we would be able to help you with that. But those grant applicants who are seasoned are also hopefully, this is a great space and a great time for those applicants to kind of guide other projects and other people's questions and things like that.
And that's part of why we do the roundtable format is our staff works with grant applicants one-on-one all the time. Mm-hmm. But sometimes by having a group of people there, you could just get ideas going across the table and people not knowing, oh, you're working on that. Well, we could have a connection right here. It builds great community partnerships, but it is also a great venue for idea sharing.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Wednesday Morning Zine. We're talking about a community roundtable that's happening later today that's being hosted by History Colorado to talk about how to get funding for historic preservation projects around our area. That's coming up at 10 o'clock at the Anasazi Heritage Center today. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Wednesday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Christy Roberts and Heather Bailey. They're from History Colorado. They'll be hosting a community roundtable later today at the Anasazi Heritage Center at 10 o'clock to discuss with folks about the grant application process for getting funding for historic preservation projects. Heather, let's talk a little bit more now about some of the projects that are happening around Montezuma County in southwest Colorado. What's going on around here?
Sure. So I already mentioned the McElmo Flume. We've have some ongoing grants with them to really investigate that structure. Because it in part is so important, but also because it is so fragile at this point, we've been doing a lot of investigative work to look at what is the state of the wood, what is the state of the concrete supports that are there to hold it up. We've done all, I think, of the investigation that we need at this point to move forward with looking at some actual structural work in the future. And we should be making announcements in about a month in terms of their most recent grant application to see where we'll be going with them in the future. But, of course, we have a lot of stuff going on out here, like I said, archaeological. And we've got an exciting project going on with Crow Canyon that involves developing some curriculum for students. And they already do incredible work out there. And we're excited that the curriculum work that they're doing can serve as a standard, not just for other education programs across the state, but hopefully for the country.
What kinds of restrictions come with projects where people get funded through State Historic Fund? Are there easements or other things that happen on these projects when you get funding through SHF?
Yes.
What does that look like?
To get into it right here, it wouldn't end up being too detailed.
Okay.
But for the overview, that there's some funding that, it, particularly the investigative work, that doesn't come with strings attached, I suppose. But if we as a state entity, if we're investing state funds, we need to invest those funds wisely. So depending on the dollar amounts, there's a greater length of time restrictions in terms of what you're doing with that property to make sure that the work that we're work and time that we're investing in this property stays for a while. So you're looking at some easements or historic property covenant that has a time period set to it. But all of that is stated up front for the grant amount that you're doing, for the type of work that you're doing. And that is something that we go through with the applicants so that everybody knows what they're doing ahead of time, and you're going into it with eyes wide open.
And I suppose it's really different for every project, right?
It really is, which is why getting through all the specifics would be very hard to do right now.
Christy, tell me a little bit about why people are so passionate about these projects. Why do people get involved with this kind of stuff?
Sure. I think that it has something to do with culture and place. You know, I think that anybody who has been to a historic site, has passed by a historic building, who has, you know, everybody has a shared experience of, you know, why they think that this, you know, impacts their community and their culture. Place and structures, I think, have a lasting impact. You know, it's a permanent, it's a semi-permanent, but it's there for a while.
Nothing's permanent.
Right, exactly. But I think that if it's old enough, it's usually been there for a reason, and that's because the community has valued that place that represents something larger, the history and heritage and culture of their community. And so preserving that in its most authentic form is something that people get very passionate about and you know, involved in, and it's just wonderful to be able to help those usually small operations. You know, it's sometimes it's a one-man deal, and sometimes it's, you know, a contingent of volunteers who are fighting to see something that they value stay part of the community.
What's the most rewarding part of this for you? Is it more along the same kinds of lines of what you're talking about?
I think so. My background is in historic places. So I worked at a historic site before I came to the State Historical Fund, and so I think that I qualify as one of those passionate people who see the stories of people coming through and you know, becoming involved with the site and connecting to that place, that specific place. But I think that most of the time it's just kind of that local feel that you don't want to lose.
Heather, we talked a little bit about some like financial, well, restrictions, easements, that kind of thing. But are there also incentives for people to do this kind of work around historic preservation?
Oh, absolutely. And we're able to give out, like you said, we have given millions of dollars across the state since the inception of the State Historical Fund. And for a lot of these projects, they would not be able to happen without this funding. And I've worked in other states where such a fund is not available, and it is a dire situation. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad to go out to historic places where folks say, this is our place that we love. What can we do to help save it? And where I've worked in other places where I have to say, I'm sorry, I don't have any funding sources for you. And in Colorado, that's largely not the case. So the State Historical Fund is really able to fill that gap for a lot of folks. There's also things like the State Historic Preservation Tax Credit, which is currently being reconsidered in the legislature. We're very hopeful about that. But for a lot of entities, particularly governments and nonprofits, without the State Historical Fund, they wouldn't be able to continue to use these places that they love.
And you, I understand that there will be a Western Field Office that will be opened up pretty soon. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So I'm going to be permanently relocating out this way. The office will end up being in Durango, and I'll be serving the greater Southwest region, so multiple counties out this way. Customer service is very important to us. And I need to say, this part of the state is a little difficult to get to in a timely manner from Denver.
That's true.
Whether you're
from anywhere, really.
Exactly. Well, that's true. So whether you're flying or driving, we weren't able to get here in the timeliness that we really felt comfortable with. So we thought it was important to have at least one person out here to start with. And so I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be the boots on the ground for the office for both the State Historical Fund and also to be the site person to go out and talk with folks face-to-face for the Office of Archaeology and Historic Preservation and really be able to work directly with people on their projects to help make what their dreams are for that site, for what they hope it will be, to make that a reality.
Christy, how can people find out more about the History Colorado and some of these preservation programs that are out there?
Sure. Well, all of the information is on our website, and that's just www.historycolorado.com.
.org.
No, .org. We're
in Oregon. So easy to say .com.
But we often encourage anybody who's interested in the grant application process or interested in any of our preservation projects that are going on to give us a call. And so, you know, you can call our offices and you can email us. All of our contact information is on the web, so that's a good way to reach us. But, you know, we love to hear from, you know, any type of project, any type of inquiry. We really want to help get these projects off the ground. And if we're not the funding source, you know, then we're more than happy to help potential applicants, you know, find other partnerships.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It was really informative talking with you.
Great. Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we've been talking with Christy Roberts and Heather Bailey from History Colorado, and they will be having a community roundtable later today starting at 10 o'clock at the Anasazi Heritage Center.